Seb Costello. He's Peter Costello's young bloke. I tell you what, he's a gun reporter. He just does great stuff. He's a Channel 9 reporter and also works with our sister station, Eddie Maguire's Hot Breakfast down there in Melbourne. And Seb is over in Vegas at the moment, Pagey, for Mayweather versus Pacquiao. Good work if you can get it for Triple M.
To get paid to go over there.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Can you believe that? Now, Seb, I tell you what, this is how good a reporter he is. At the moment, everything is shut down around Floyd Mayweather, but the other day he managed to get a one-on-one interview with Floyd Money Mayweather. Now, we've got Seb on the line right now. Hey, Seb.
Maddie, how are you?
Mate, you're good, brother. You are good. Now, tell us the story. How did you manage to get an interview with Floyd?
Yeah, well, it was a pretty interesting situation. I think I was the only bloke in the MGM Garden Arena who was wearing a suit.
Right.
And I think they may have confused me with a little bit of the official entourage. So when everybody was walking down the red carpet and up onto the stage, I just kind of followed along. The next thing we knew, we were there with the man and we were able to get a couple of minutes with him for Triple M.
Unreal. Now, Seb, tell me about Mayweather. He's a guy, I mean, this is a great fight because it's a classic fight. You've got the good guy in Pacquiao versus the bad guy in Floyd Mayweather. How did you find him?
Yeah, that's exactly how it's being set up. And I think he's on a bit of a charm offensive at the moment, Matty. In fact, he's sort of all smiles and he doesn't want to play up to the bitter rivalry. But there's certainly a rivalry going on behind the scenes between his dad, Floyd Mayweather Sr., and Manny's trainer, Freddie Roach.
Oh, yeah.
They've been at each other's throats all week. And part of the reason is there's a bit of a scandal developing around whether Floyd's gloves are 100%, with the Pacquiao camp accusing him of maybe putting something in it to make them a bit harder than they would be and give bigger punch.
Okay, yeah. Tinkering with the wraps, as they call it. Well, Floyd Mayweather's dad, well, actually his uncle, Roger Mayweather, I actually saw Costa Zoopage knock him out in Newcastle.
Really?
In a fight, put him through the ropes. But his dad and his uncle were both world champions in their own right. Now, Seb, what we're going to listen to the interviews. Firstly, you caught up with another real good guy of the sport, Mike Tyson. And Seb, just quickly, how'd you find Iron Mike?
Well, I felt like I was in a hangover, Matty. I just wandered in and there's a big guy with a face tattoo on. He was actually at the press conference, which was the public event. He just wandered in unannounced, sat down next to a journalist who started packing himself, thinking, what's Iron Mike going to do here? And, we managed to catch up with him afterwards. He was all positive about Manny Pacquiao's chances, actually.
Okay, let's have a quick listen to some of your chat with Mike Tyson, Seb.
Do you mind if I ask you what you make of all this? Exciting to be here?
This is very exciting. I think this is very exciting.
Who are you rooting for?
Hey, I like Manny a lot. Real, really like Manny a lot. This is going to be a tough fight for him. I really like it. Man's got to be close. Man's going to be close. Man's going to be fast. He'll be side to side. And Floyd got to bring an A-plus game.
All right. Mike, as a legend of the sport, what does this mean for boxing, this event?
It's really awesome for boxing. Boxing deserves to have something like this.
Yeah, there we see. Mike Tyson, Seb. And we spoke to Jeff Fenech the other day, and Jeff Fenech's going up over there. He said to catch up with some friends. And I said, who are the friends, Jeff? And he said, Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, and Roy Jones Jr. Now, when your mum tells you to be careful who you hang around with, I mean, that to me might sound like trouble. But let's have a listen to Seb with Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd, that was an amazing entrance. So how do you feel at the moment? You psyched?
I mean, I feel good. You know, I feel comfortable. I'm pretty sure, you know, everyone is excited. You know, everybody's anticipating, you know, another big fight. It's a very, very big event. You know, I'm happy. I'm very grateful. And, you know, I'm very thankful for my team because I couldn't do it without my team. You know, my team done everything they had to do outside the ring, and I went inside the ring throughout the years and done what I had to do.
What a scoop. Nicely done, Seb. Hey, tell us about Vegas at the moment, Seb, because when you walk down the strip in Las Vegas any time, it's buzzing. It's electric. It's alive. I can only imagine what it's like this weekend. Tell us a bit about the vibe there and also some of these ticket prices and hotel prices there at the moment.
Yeah, it's chockers, guys. Everybody from Jay-Z to Justin Bieber is making their way down to Vegas for the weekend. The MGM Grand hotel rooms are up 70% in price, which means you're only going to get the, you know, one bedroom, one overlooking the air conditioning units for about $1,200 a night. So it's pretty pricey. The ticket price for the seating inside the arena is actually coming down on the resale market. We had seen it up, you know, in the vicinity of hundreds of thousands of dollars per ticket. At the moment, $80,000 will get you a ringside seat on StubHub.com. Not quite a bargain, though, Matty. I'm sure you'd agree.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable, isn't it? Wow. What a fight, Seb. I can't wait for it. It's on main event on Sunday over here. And they tell me you've got to get in early. early because they expect on Sunday there'll be a log jam, people trying to buy in at the last minute. So people, if you want to see the fight, get on the Foxtel website right now. I think it's 131999 to order the fight. Seb, appreciate your time. Just do us a favour with all the celebrities over there. If you run into Rod Stewart, Seb, can you just ask him from me if the story about getting his gut pumped is true? Could you do that for us, Seb?
No, anything, Matty. Absolutely. I'll be the first thing I get when I, if we run into Rocket Rod.
Seb, you're a champion. Great job, mate.
Beautiful. Seb Costello from Channel 9 and Triple M. Thank you, buddy. It's a minute to seven.
Traffic. Tradies, we're driving down the prices of tools with VEK Tools Price Match Promise. VEKtools.com.au.
Triple M. Sydney Traffic and Radar Watch.
Justin Bieber, you just asked me about him. What's he doing? Mate, he's friends with Floyd Mayweather. He walks into the ring with him sometimes.
Why? Is he playing up the villain thing hanging out with Bieber?
Yeah, he's playing up the villain. I mean, what's Floyd Mayweather thinking? Seriously.
A little creep.